And as promised, it's time now for the Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week in studio with us today from Tecumseh High School Girls Bowling. We have Wendy Cotola. And Wendy, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
So you had a pretty good week last week, I think it was. You had a 235 and a 204 as Tecumseh down Jackson 29-1. That must have felt pretty good.
Yes, it did.
Tell us about your game.
Well, when I got there, I was a little nervous. I mean, usually when we're bowling at other houses, it's always different from our own. When I got there, I had a positive mindset, and our team was feeling good, and we just went up there and bowled, and we
did a great job.
Yeah, I guess.
Take so, me three games to bowl those scores.
Yeah, for sure. So, what is your average going into the season?
A 199.
199. So, yeah. Well, hey,
that's a little great. Better than average the other day, right?
Yeah.
Good, good.
And what has been your high game?
A 259.
And how long have you been bowling?
Since I was maybe 11. 10 or 11.
Oh, wow.
I think.
So you've been at it a little while.
Yeah.
So you bowl at 10 pin. That's your home alley?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the questions we've asked bowlers in the past, you know, what is your favorite bowling alley to bowl on?
Wow, there's a lot to choose from.
And you've seen quite a few alleys.
Yeah. I've always liked 10 pin, but it really just depends on the patterns they have out. So this year, my favorite was probably Lenawee Rec up here. So, mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your team. What's your record so far?
Oh, I actually don't know. I haven't looked. Well, we lost some good players last year, so we are struggling a little bit. But I think if we put in the time and effort, then we can go far this year.
All right. I want to go back to a comment you just made, because I think probably someone who doesn't follow bowling, or especially high school bowling, is you talked about the pattern, and that varies from house to house. Okay. And now, is there a standard pattern though that you use once the state tournament happens, or is it still just dependent on where you're bowling at?
It really just depends. I mean, the pattern's called Phantom. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a different type of oil pattern, mm-hmm, that we bowl on. And the one we use at 10 pin a lot is called House.
Okay.
So they're just different oil patterns, but usually during state we have Phantom, and it's just different to bowl on.
And the oil pattern being different makes the ball move differently, yeah, on the lanes?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot more challenging than House.
Sure.
So I'm sure you see alleys that have a little more curve to them than others.
Yeah.
So that's really the challenge then.
Well, honestly, Phantom doesn't hook a lot, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I would never have thought. But, of course, if you're just throwing a ball down dry wood, eventually that's going to be a problem, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about your league and who are some of the teams that you're looking forward to playing, and maybe a team or two that you have circled on your calendar. Because I know a lot of teams have you circled on their calendar, because Tecumseh's had a very impressive bowling, you know, both boys and girls bowling teams over the years.
Yeah. Do you mean like teams we're looking forward to play, like competition?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Well, last year in a tournament we bowled in, there's this team called Mason. I don't know if you're familiar with the town.
Mm-hmm.
They were pretty good, and they had a lot of energy, and we were always annoyed by how high energy they had. They won the tournament last year, but I don't know. It's just fun to see how much energy they have, and it just makes me want to have the same energy with our team. Mm-hmm. And if we have that, then I think we can beat most of the other teams out there.
Now, obviously, you bowl in the wintertime. Do you participate in other sports at Tecumseh, or is it are you just a bowler? And I use air quotes there.
I play softball, too, okay. So it's basically year-round, okay. But I just have practices right
sure.
now.
Sure. A lot of hitting indoors and that yeah. kind of stuff. Yep. Yeah. There's always something, isn't there?
Yeah.
So your season starts in December, correct?
Yes.
And how long do you go?
I think the state finals are usually
March.
Yeah.
March, pretty
okay.
sure.
All right. Yeah. So how many games do you, or how many matches, I guess, do you have during the course of the year?
I'm not sure. We've already had like five or six so far. So
you bowl a couple times a week then?
Yeah, multiple okay. times a week. But we're on break right now because it's winter break.
What about practice?
Every day.
Every day you practice?
Yeah, mostly every day.
So you're at 10 pin most days
mm-hmm.
then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but can you stick around a couple more minutes?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll be back after this message from the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
All right, you're back inside the cave with our athlete of the week this week from Tecumseh High School Girls Bowling, Wendy Cotola. And we're talking to Wendy about her game. And your dad just said something about you playing on a national softball team.
Grandpa.
Grandpa, I'm sorry. Tell us about your association with a national team.
Well, I started out playing softball when I was little, and I always played on a local team in Tecumseh. We were called Tecumseh Crush. And my dad saw some really good talent in me, and he said we should take it to the next level. So he started looking into more like bigger travel teams other than Tecumseh, and we just started branching out, and I got in a pretty good team, and I've just stayed with the team. It's called Finesse for the rest of the time, and it's been pretty cool.
So you're traveling all over the place then?
Yeah.
Like, what places do you go?
I've been to Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and Florida.
Wow, that's yeah. great.
And in the wintertime, too, or late fall, so
yeah,
the weather's a little nicer down there, too,
yeah.
so to play ball, and
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah,
so a big
really
question
nice.
Here, which is it, bowling or softball?
I mean, I love both of them for different reasons. Bowling, I feel like, is a time to where I can relax and not worry about softball because I want to go to college for softball.
Okay.
And it's kind of a lot. So I feel like just bowling is, it just calms me down and it just, like, gives my mind a break from the reality of life and everything.
That was my next question, going to college, bowling or softball.
Yeah.
Any schools that you're looking at or any schools that are looking at you?
I have been looking at many schools. I want to go D1, but if I can find any other school, that'd be nice too. But I don't really have a school that I really like, but I'm always still looking.
Oh, it's kind of early in the process
yeah.
for you, and in the end, you want to get a nice fit academically
yeah.
and with coaches and teammates and someone that'll give you a little money to play ball, too,
yeah.
so you don't have to pay that back at the
For
end.
For sure, yeah.
That's always important these
yeah.
days, too.
So would you like to stay local or would you go anywhere?
If I was going to go anywhere, probably down south. I really mm-hmm. like Georgia. I don't know, just the atmosphere there really makes me feel at home, like it's Michigan. But I don't really care as long as it's a good academic program. And
well, the weather is conducive to a lot more playing down south.
Yeah, right. They play year-round down there. Yeah.
Any area of education that you're looking at that you want to be?
I'm
just
not really
too
sure
early.
Yet.
Yeah,
yeah,
too early for that. Yeah.
There's a lot of time to make that decision.
Absolutely.
Plenty of time.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming into the studio and being with us this morning, Wendy. And
okay.
obviously continued success with your team, and and tell your coach to send in your bowling scores, because we'll read him here on the Cave.
I will. Thank you for having me.
All right. Congratulations to Wendy for being our Lenawa Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.